USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is cheering the big budget deal that has been struck by the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The alternatives were much worse. A one-year CR, a sequester, perpetual chaos.
Talking with reporters on Capitol Hill, McConnell called it the best deal possible under the circumstances of divided government. A bill extending the funding of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund has been approved by the Senate. The vote was 97-2, and New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Senate has lived up to the words they've said over and over.
Never forget that we will never forget our 9/11 heroes, that we will never stop helping them when they are in need.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 177 points to close at 27,349. The NASDAQ rose 47 points. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, discusses a bipartisan budget debt limit deal.
The agreement secures the most important priority of the Republican conference. In fact, in my view, it's the most important obligation of the entire Congress, and that's securing the resources we need to provide for the common defense. This deal does it.
Indications if the bill gets to the president's desk, he will sign it. The nation has a new Secretary of Defense. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Mark Esper, easily confirmed by the full U.S. Senate.
The yeas are 90, the nays are 8. The nomination is confirmed.
Esper is an Army vet and was Secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito did give the oath of office to Esper in the Oval Office on Tuesday. Esper called it an honor of a lifetime. And the FDA released public service announcements on Tuesday called Magic to combat teen vaping. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to intensify, Security Studies Group President Jim Hansen tells Fox News there are strikes that we can make that would be very targeted and not take out a lot of civilians.
We know where the IRGC bases are that they launch those speedboats from, and we should destroy every one of them. I mean, there aren't that many. So if we hit a couple dozen places, we could basically wipe out their ability to create a large-scale menace. Now, they'll still be able to conduct asymmetric attacks. They can still do terrorist attacks. But it would show them that they are not going to be allowed to shut down a vital shipping lane and disrupt commerce for the entire world.
Yeah.
Catherine Zhu, crowned Miss Michigan in 2019 by the Miss World America organization, who was recently stripped of her title for social media posts that were deemed to be offensive and insensitive and inappropriate, defended her posts on Monday.
Everything I've posted was my statistics and opinions, and I think that, you know, we should be empowering women's voices and not just stripping them of their title only because of their opinions. I think it's really, really awful how the left thinks that statistics and facts are racist. So I don't think anything I said was remotely wrong. I stand by every tweet that I post. Everyone has problems with their own communities, and I completely understand that. But, you know, we have to empower women's voices, honestly, to show that, you know, we could have different political opinions and that not just statistics and facts are racist.
Zhu was speaking there on CNN for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.